Are continuing in Siman Tov Samech Hei in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, Im Shifshifu Morson Ba'avos Lach Mimayim. We're now making duck. You like duck? Okay, we're making duck. Goose. Im Shifshifu Morson, if you put Morson bran, Ba'avos Lach on the Mimayim, on the duck that is moist, from with water. So Yesh Mishoimer, turn the page to 132 now, page 132. Yesh Mishoimer on the top, the Mechaber says, Sha'avaz, that this goose is also.
What's the purpose of doing this?
Why are you putting a brand on it, you're asking?
Yeah.
So I asked my Chavrusa the same question. I'm going to tell you questions here. Or at least I think it went after the fact. So I said one thing and he said something else. I said, that's how Chavrusa's work, right? I said, I assume it adds flavor. So he said, maybe it's texture.
Tenderizing,
you know. So some,
before or after they cook it?
This is before they're cooking it.
So it makes it crispy.
Okay, so, right. So it's one of two reasons, right? Either it's, or the two are the same. Two in one. In other words, it's adding flavor or making crispy or both. Okay? Put it this way, you're only doing it for some benefit for the food. You don't do it something it's not beneficial for the way it looks or the way it tastes. So we're saying here that you should not put the bran. What's bran? Bran is one of the grains. You put it with water when the duck is moist, wet, you have chametz in it. Says the Rama Haga. And that's in regards to chametz, which is b'mashu, the smallest amount of chametz is osur. So we're saying you should not put the bran on the duck.
I mean, they say the duck and the goose are fatty.
Tasting the bran, you're saying, would remove some of the fat, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's another reason. Okay. Another reason, maybe. If you take out the fat, it takes out the taste also, though. Yeah. Okay, well, put that aside. Different point. The Rama concludes over there that we should be careful not to heat up the oifis when you're cooking the chicken or the duck with the kashin, with the straw. Why? Because maybe you'll have chitim or grain, which is chometzdik, and it will give taste to the chicken when you are in the process of cooking it up. Okay, we'll put aside the last point. I really should have waited off for that until we clarify Sif Gimel. Let's turn back now to the Mishnah Brura on the bottom, Sif Kodn Ches, on the previous page. He says as follows. We don't want to put Morris and the bran on the duck because it's moist, ba'avaz lach. But Tor Isa Shisharu Hamorsa Mitchila B'Mayim. The Tor has a different gersa. The Tor says that Shisharu Hamorsa Mitchila B'Mayim, that we soaked the morson originally with water. V'Mechaber Nakat Dine Afila B'Morsan Yovesh. The Mechaber said, even B'Morsan Yovesh, even with dry morson, Raksha Avos Lach M'Mayim. At the end of the day, one is moist and one is dry. But when you have a dry and a moist, they both become moist. Now the rebusit face, a bigger chiddush. Afila b'maat lachus, even with a small amount of moisture, sheyesh al ha'oif, which is on this fowl, gam kein mach mitzamorsan, it has that ability to make the bran become chametzdik. Va'aser ha'avos afilu loy idichoy achakach b'mayim, rak b'may peiris. And the avos will be also because there's a little moisture, even if you don't wash it off with water, even with the meperis, because of the little moisture on the duck. Okay, that's what we're saying over here. Sha'avos aser, this duck is forbidden. Mipnei sheyesh ba, and sifkat and tes. Mipnei sheyesh ba, ba'ayra nikvei. There are holes in the skin of the duck. V'nishar sham ha'morson. And the morson, the bran, the grain will get inside of the holes. Even if you want to rub it off, and wash it out, that still won't help. You won't be able to get the bran out of the holes of this duck. Therefore, the Rama says it's aser v'hachi nahug. We say it's aser le'inyan iser chametz shu b'mashu in regards to chametz which is aser b'mashu. Sif katan yod v'hachi nahug le'inyan iser chametz. Ratzel loymar. Afal gav de'le'inyan shar isurim. Even though in regards to other de'le'inyan shar isurim, other isurim. Loymar hani taima the nikve nikve lesser. The reason of the to answer it, that the fact there are holes in the chicken is not good enough. Unless the food we're cooking was hot, or is cooked, or it's sli or roasted, because it gets softer when you cook it up and it gets into the depths of the chicken or the food, the meat. Here we're talking chametz. We're talking Pesach, on Pesach, we're saying the Isser is a mashu, the smallest amount of chametz, the smallest little drop of chametz is also. We don't say batel b'shishim, as we know. So we're saying shenishim mashu chametz b'toicha and the kavim sheyesh ba'avos. The kosev achreinim, achreinim right. Da'afilo im yirtzel ha'avshit ha'or kuloi mimeno aser. So I'll give you a suggestion. Maybe you skin the chicken, skin the duck, take off the skin. Still aser. Why? Look at this. The hamorso nichnas derech or ba'imek habasar, because the bran gets so deep into the meat of what we're dealing with here, ba'imek habasar, into the depths of the meat, and you can't get it out. So that's why we're saying here in this halacha, don't put the bran, for whatever reason you might want to do it the rest of the year. Do not do this Pesach time. Sif konyadal shu b'mashu, the chometz is also b'mashu, a smallest amount. The kosu achreinim, the achreinim right. The cave on the ikaratam ishum isur b'mashu, since the main reason is because the isur is b'mashu. Imkain be'erev Pesach mishay shoyz l'maylo. Therefore, on erev Pesach, from the sixth hour and on, ad haPesach di shiuroi oz b'shishim. On Erev Pesach, from the sixth hour and on, Ulamayla, Ad HaPesach, Nil Pesach, the Shi'ura is Oz B'Shishim, you can Bevatel B'Shishim. Yesh Lahat Era Avos, we could permit the duck, B'Shishim Fahadocha Heite B'Mayim. If you scrub it well, rub the bran off it, and wash it off with water, that's before the sixth hour. V'Tanai She'echlenu Koydim Pesach, just make sure you eat it before Pesach. So it's not going to help to eat it on Pesach, because there could be something still in it. The Shema Yishar Mashu Ba'en, the Chayz of Neir Pesach, because maybe some bran remained on the duck, and it's going to be reawakened. V'yesh Mekilin, Af L'Ochloi Toicha Pesach, Mokim Hesem Aruba. Now those who are lenient, Af L'Ochloi Toicha Pesach, even today on Pesach, in the case of Hesem Aruba, as well. The last point that Ramos said is that a person should be careful not to use kashin, the straw, to use to light up the fire to burn when he's cooking this with the oifis over here. Why? Because maybe you'll have a dagon, some grain, remaining in the straw. Shema Yu, says the Rama, Shom Chitim, a dog in mechumetz, which is chometz stick. The straw maybe is chometz stick. V'yitin tam ba'oifais, and they'll give the chometz stick a taste into the chicken b'shas ahifuv when you're lighting it up. Okay, says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Beis, Pirush shenaflu alav mayim l'achash nitlosh nischametz. He says like this: shenaflu alav mayim, the water fell on it l'achash nitlosh. After it was separated, it was cut off from the ground. The straw was cut from the ground, and then it became chametz afterwards. And then you go and put it into the oven. The hiskimu achreinim the chol ze eni elo zehirus ba'alma lechatchila. This that we shouldn't use that straw, right? We have the straw, we cut it down from the ground, and we shouldn't use it. That's only lechatchila, to be very careful. Avamikir adin afilu hayu shom chitim But if there was chitim there, were some stalks of grain, loy machzekin and shahayu mechumatzim. We're not machzik. We're not saying that it was mechumatzim. Afilo yadinon. Even if you know shahayu mechumatzim, that it was mechumatzim. Nami ein lesser kaven she'ein negeah oif behadogan. We also will not ein lesser. We will not answer it. Kaven she'ein negeah oif behadogan, because the oif is not touching the grain. You have the grains down here, and the chicken's cooking up here. It's not touching each other. So even if this grain was chametzdik, it doesn't matter, we're saying, if this chicken was chametzdik. Now, filo yadin and shoyim mechumatzim, nami ein lesa kevin she'ein negea ha'oif ba'adogan, she'machzik esa oif milamayla, because the chicken is above, ba'alohov, and the flame oila milamata is below. He concludes, he says, im nimso shibailis reikonis, betav shel nimoyach. What happens if you find a stalk which is empty? The grain is not inside of it, right? The kernel is not there. Reikonis betav shel nimoyach, it was dissolved. Ein choshin shema hayu hadogon mechumatz with shibailis. We're not concerned that maybe, ein choshin shema hayu hadogon mechumatz, maybe the dogon, the grain, was chometzdik in the shibailis, but nofel esoich atav shel nimoyach sham. And you can't find it anymore, and it dissolves into the food. Basically, what he's telling us as follows. Let me just say straightforward the case, and then we'll extrapolate. You have your grain, your stalk. In the stalk, you have kernels. You look at this stalk, you find there are no kernels in there. So you know what you do? You start thinking, uh-oh, I know where it might have gone. It's in my food. It's in my kosher Pesach food. And if that stalk was maybe chametz, my food is chametz. We don't do that. We don't say that. Not a problem. Okay? So that's what we're saying here. It's not a concern. Let's continue with Simen Tov Samech Vav. Okay, this is what we said yesterday, that there are discussions whether or not im haroik, whether the roik, the spit, umei reglayim, the doim of machmitzim. Meraglayim, there you go, you have the right sheet there. Meraglayim is, in English, is urine, bodily fluids. Are these liquids machmitz? Okay, we're not discussing hygiene now and things like that, but we're discussing, are these machmitz? Okay. Says the Mechaber. Mechaber tells us, loy yilois odom chitim, person should not chew wheat, v'yitein agavi makosoy, and put it on top of his wound, v'bnei shehein machmitzois, because they will become chametzdik. Why will they become chametzdik? Says the Mechaber, still on top of the next page, shaharoik machmitz, because the roik is machmitz.
We previously said the human perspiration is not machmitz.
Oh, so perspiration is one thing, but roik is something else. Right, right. Different parts of the body.
Even though both presumably have water in them.
Yes, yes, but different, listen, I don't know if you can put it under a microscope and you'll see they might have the same, but I assume they're different anyway, right? But we're saying halachically they're different. So the Mechaber here is telling us a person should not chew a piece of wheat. You know, like you have the picture in your head of the farmer, and he's got that piece of straw sticking out of his mouth. You know, he's not going to smoke, right? But he can't have a fire around all the stalk. But he has a piece of straw. So we're saying here, don't chew chitim, wheat. And why not? Because then they'll put it on top of their wound. They had a wound, a maka. Right, like a bandage. And that's exactly what it was, the retia.
So is it concerned that it's going to become chametz because of the rock or because of the moisture from the wound?
The moisture from the mouth. When you're chewing it up, you're taking that. He tells us why he would do it. Why would you do this? Because he would chew it up as a type of refuah, medicinal purposes. But in this process, while you're doing this, you're making chametz. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph on page 132 on the bottom. Sif Katan Aleph. V'yitin agavi makosa. Don't do this. Don't chew up this chita, this wheat. Ratzaloymar. Shalidei l'isa b'fiv. That through the chewing with your mouth, Misarvim hachitim beroik. The chitim gets mixed up with the roik. The wheat gets mixed up with the saliva. v'yachmitzu, and it becomes chametz stick. Kishi yishu al gabi mako b'shir mil. And then you put your homemade bandage. I think Johnson & Johnson started out, right? That's somewhere, okay? And then they put it on the wound. And then, before you know it, it's standing there for more than 18 minutes. You have chametz now. Imagine, you know, you're in the same hand, you're holding the siddur, the machzor, the siddur, the haggadah. So call chamir, chamir, all the chametz I have my rishus with the bandage on you. And it's chametz. V'yavar alein b'bayir b'bayir matzei. Right? Joel, that's what you're thinking about probably. That you're either b'bayir b'bayir matzei. Which, incidentally, is the sugi I'm talking about next door in the shir. V'afilu lozon, and even you chew it, v'nichon al-gavi makoso, I turn in the page, koidim Pesach, let's say a person makes this bandage before Pesach. Tzorich lahasiron, you have to remove it. K'shetagia shah shish is bere Pesach. You have to remove this bandage before the sixth hour of the day comes in the hour of Pesach. Unless it's not called edible, unless it's not edible anymore, and that even if it's spoiled, it's ruined, even a dog wouldn't eat it. So then it's not called chametz. Chumosh nisbayel b'simin tof mem beis. Because of the poiskim right. The whole zeh b'chitim shel Yisrael. This whole discussion is by the chitim of Yisrael, of a Jew. But the wheat of a non-Jew, shiloson hagoy, that the goy chewed it up, v'hishilon liYisrael, and then he lent it to the Jew. Sounds funny, right? I agree. I would say something else, but I'm giving the shear now. V'hishilon liYisrael hanichon al gavi makosa bePesach. To put it on his wound. So let's get the kids clear. The non-Jew chews up this wheat.
His own wheat.
Okay. And then he lends this bandage to the Jew. To put on the Jew's wound. Harei ze mutter. This is permissible. Im ein achrayis shel aritiyah al Yisrael. If the Jew is not taking achrayis for this bandage, responsibility for this bandage. Meaning that if it gets lost or damaged, that he has to pay back, because then it takes like it's his, like his bandage. So he said, Harei ze muter, im ein ha'achrayis shel ha'retiyah shel Yisrael, da'al ha'retiyah shel akum ein ha'oiver b'bal yiro. Because the retiyah of the guy, this bandage, you're not going to transgress because it's his. He just lent it to you. Now, if the goy does not have any wheat, so the Jew can give him wheat. So here, this is yours. The goy will be the one who will chew it up. It'll be his saliva that will make do whatever it does to it. I'm saying that on purpose. And then when he gives it back to you to borrow, that you're borrowing it, it's not a problem. You're just borrowing it from him. Now, as Rav Joel pointed out, even though chametz is aser b'hano, v'afilu chemtzo shel akum, kida el b'simin tof mem gimel, as I just mentioned, in simin tof mem gimel. You can't get hano, right, from the chametz of the guy. Shani yehocha, this case is different. This is not what we'd call the normal way of deriving benefit from chametz. I think we would all agree to that. Okay, we'd all agree to that. The envoy is the rak midir seifim. It's only awesome midir abanon. Over makam chayli, and in the case of a sick person, vafilu envoy sakono, even if it's not a dangerous situation health wise. Loi gazru. So it's only midrabanan, and it's not normal derech hanah, so Chazal did not make a gzera that you cannot use this retia, this type of bandage. The komoka, nonetheless, im yuchol lihisrape, kishe yirakech retia zu, shel chitin aldei me peiris, ein nachal lasis aldei roik. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us a very important point, which applies to all aspects of halacha. If there's a way to make this ratiya, this bandage, in a way that's halakhically 100% permissible, which is what? May peiris. You need to take this wheat and to moisten it and to turn it into some type of ratiya, some type of bandage for the person's wound. We learn may peiris is eino machmitz. The fruit juice, which is a big list of what fruit juice is, so use may peiris. Don't go ahead, if you can, use fruit juice. If you could use meperis, don't go ahead and chew it up with the mouth. And come on to, well, it's a refuah, for refuah it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says now in Sif Cotton Bays, b'mnei shehei machmitzois, because they are machmitzois, v'chol zeh imakosoi ein bo sakonam. This whole discussion is if this wound is ein bo sakonam. You're permitted to do this. What is it permitted to do? What? To take the solutions of having the guy, no pun intended with that, but having the guy chew it and giving him your weed and so on and so forth. Aval kishiyesh bo sakono, when we're talking about a dangerous situation, af b'mokum shiyesh lav de bal yiroh, even a person will transgress an isur deraisa bal yiroh. If it's a dangerous situation, you violate, you transgress it in order to save the person. We know Mechal Shabbos for a dangerous situation. Imrak Esher Shirufu Azu Toyel Loi Ein Bekal Lasis V'Derech Heter. Imrak, look at the Lashon. Imrak Esher. There's only even a possibility. Shirufu Azu, that this medicine, any type of medicine might be, will help the person. You think it's going to help him, and he needs it. It's a dangerous situation. We help him. And we're saying it's ein bekal, last is derech heter, that it's not easy to get in a permissible to go away. Va'afilo achilu shtiya gemura shel chametz nami moter l'refuasoi kevin sheyesh bo sakana. Can a person eat chametz in Pesach? No, of course not. Well, if he's in makom sakana, he's allowed to. And this is the whole discussion which we are not going to be getting into of medicine on Pesach. I will just share with you a few lines in number 9, on the bottom left, all the way in the bottom, where the Dirshu brings from number 9 over there. Natan, you have there also, the second column. Where he says there, all the way on the other page, on the right side of the page. Yeah, right there where your fingers are. Number 9. A person who has to feed a sick individual, he's ill, he's not well, chametz on Pesach. Says the tshuva Shfus Yaakov, who is the Chayk Yaakov and the Torah Shlomim, Yav Yaakov Reisher, lived around 300 years ago. Shelo yitnenu loy kishul yechidi. The Shfus Yaakov says, if you have to feed someone who's not well on Pesach chametz, don't give it to him when you're by yourself. Shema yita, you might make a mistake. V'yavay lo och lecho mimenu, you might come to eat from it. People. We're talking about chametz. He's eating chametz now, not medicine. You might make a mistake. Why is that? Well, how many times do we forget ourselves and do things? How many times do I, go down to the basement to take some out of the freezer and then are we supposed to switch laundry or who knows what? We forget things. He says, you can't do it by yourself. He brings a similar Gemara Shabbos Amru Asu Chazal Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. You're learning the Mishnah soon. Likroy b'Shabbos la'ora ner b'yochid shema yovel lahatoysoi. You shouldn't read with the light of the candle on Shabbos because it might come to tilt the candle. We'll stop here for today.